Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Some thoughts on pricing today. Here's how most people set their prices. They look at what other people are charging, what their competitors are charging, what other people in their industry are charging. And they ask themselves questions like, well, what's fair? What's reasonable? What do I think clients would be willing to pay for my services? And that is completely ass backwards. That is the absolute wrong way to think about pricing. The reality is pricing is a signal of two things. First of all, it's a signal of the confidence that you have in yourself. The more confidence you have in your ability to help clients and to solve their problems, the higher your price is going to be, the more you're going to charge. And the reality is, if you're not comfortable charging a higher price, the problem isn't the market. The problem isn't your competitors. The problem isn't your clients. The problem is you. You don't have enough confidence. And until you solve that problem, your price isn't going up. The second thing that pricing is a signal for is the value that you provide. So clients will always associate a higher price with more value. It's just human nature. We all do it. You do it. I do it. My clients do it. Your clients do it. The more that somebody charges, the higher the perceived value. So if I'm at the store and I'm shopping for bikes, told that story before, shopping for bikes, and there's a $200 bike and there's a $500 bike. And look, I don't know the difference. Like Shimano gears, this brake, disc, whatever, Johnson rods. Hopefully some people get the Seinfeld reference. I don't know the difference. I don't know the technical mumbo jumbo. I don't know what any of it means. I asked the salesperson, what's the difference between these bikes and these bikes? And he explains it to me to the best of his ability. In the end, all I can tell is that the more expensive bike is the better bike. That's really what it comes down to. Higher price, more value, must be better. Well, the same is true for your services. The more you charge, the higher the perceived value in the eyes of the client. Now, at one level, that may be a little bit scary. Higher perceived value comes with higher expectations. And if that scares you, go back to the confidence discussion, because that's your problem. Your problem's confidence. Increase your confidence, and then you won't have an issue with higher expectations and higher perceived value. But the thing is, when you charge higher prices, it sets off this domino effect, this virtuous circle that just gets better and better and better. Because here's what happens. You charge a higher price. As a result, clients perceive, or buyers perceive, your services to be higher value. So you immediately stand out in the marketplace. If you've got three options in front of them and you're the most expensive, then you immediately stand out. And what happens is clients who are very serious about solving their problem will have a bias towards your solution because you're the most expensive and they're very serious and they're going to infer based on your price that you're the best at what you do. If they're not serious about solving their problem, they're going to have a bias towards the cheaper solution, which is fine because if they're not serious, you don't want them anyways. Those are nightmare clients. Let them go to the cheaper option. So you get better clients that way by charging a premium price. And then once they buy, they show up more committed. They show up ready to work. I mean, how frustrating is it when you have a client who buys but isn't really bought in? There's a difference, right? There's a difference between buying and buying in. Buying is a transaction. buying in is a real investment of my resources, my abilities, my time, my energy. You want both. You want the transaction and that real investment. So when they pay a higher price, because there's more skin in the game, they're going to be more bought into your solution. They're going to work with you better. They're going to heed your advice more. They're going to take you and your process a whole lot more seriously. And then as a result, they get better outcomes. They get better results because they showed up, they trusted the process, they followed your instructions, and they got better results. And because they get better results, you now have better case studies, better testimonials, more proof to show other prospects that you are, in fact, the best option in the marketplace. All of this is a byproduct of charging a higher price. And notice, I haven't said anything about more revenue. That's kind of obvious. A higher price means more revenue for the same amount of time invested in each client. That's table stakes. Revenue's not, you know, revenue is the tip of the iceberg, because this virtuous cycle of higher prices attracting better clients who are more committed, who show up and do the work, who trust your authority, get better results, that's where the real value is created. So again, pricing is a signal of two things. It's a signal of your confidence, and it's a signal of the value that you provide to your clients. And the higher the price, the better everything gets. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.